Hi, this is Joy with Breaking Curses 101. Welcome to my podcast. Some of you all may listen to me on YouTube and Facebook, and some of you all are already enrolled in my school and have taken my free class, Breaking Curses 101. Well, welcome to the podcast. It's just another avenue for me to pour myself out and give you the Word of God and lead you to Christ and lead you closer to Christ if you're already in Christ. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about a pregnant woman who was healed. She had a very difficult pregnancy. She was having a very difficult pregnancy. And I'm going to tell you about her experience and what the Lord showed me about her situation and what we cast out. And that is going to include vampires. But then there's another surprise stronghold that I'm going to tell you about. And then you'll be able to put all the pieces together and do your own deliverance. Now, I have a school. It's called Breaking Curses 101. And I have lots of classes which walk you through educating you on certain strongholds, and then I walk you through dismantling the legal rights of those strongholds, and then at the end I say a prayer casting out those strongholds. You've been listening to prayers and praying, and you don't understand why these demons aren't going anywhere. It's because they have a legal right to stay. Demons don't just go unless they don't have a legal right to stay. It's like a bad tenant. And you may have been the bad tenant. Maybe your family stopped paying rent. And you knew the landlord couldn't just put you out. They had to take you to court first and prove their claim. Then there was a process. They couldn't just kick you out. The same with expelling demons. You can't just kick them out. You have to take them to court. And then you can kick them out after you have dismantled their legal rights to your life. So now you understand what you're going through. In my free class, Breaking Curses 101 or 101, I share with you everything. Everything that I learned about casting out demons. And it is getting a lot of people free. If you need more help, then there's a membership. I have different levels. The levels include classes. And also, the higher you go up, you can get group deliverance. Face-to-face group deliverance on Zoom. My level 3 meets 3 times a month. Sometimes I give a bonus session, 4. And people are seeing miraculous changes in their lives. Also, they can have access to one-on-one sessions in the group deliverance. It's extra, but I don't do one-on-one sessions with people I don't know. That means you have to be a part of my group, have taken my classes, something. You just can't jump in cold, because one session is not going to help you. One session can make life worse for you, because you're just stirring up the pot, getting these demons all riled up. And then you're wondering, why are things getting worse? And if you're not committed to the process, it's not going to work for you either. Surprise! Yeah, one and done doesn't exist. Jesus said, the Word of God says, take dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth on the earth. So it is your job to take authority. I can't do that for you. I can teach you, but I can't do it for you. In the one-on-one sessions, I do it for you. And then I teach you in the group sessions and in the classes how to maintain your deliverance. So if you think you can just jump in and get a one-on-one session, it's not going to work out for you really well. It's not magic where I wave a magic wand and bring, everything gets better forever. And That's what some people think. So once you get started, you'd never stop, okay? All right. So let's go to Isaiah 55, verse 8. And I'm going to start reading in verse 6 and continue through verse 8. Now, seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I might as well keep on reading. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I'm going to focus on your thought life. Every thought is not your own. You have to take dominion over your thought life. And God is saying here in Isaiah 55 verses 6 through 11 that you can replace your thoughts with the word of God. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His word shall not return unto you void. He doesn't say exactly replace your thought life with the word, but it's implied in the passage. So get more word in you and start quoting the word. And if your thoughts are not lining up with the word of God, you got to cast those thoughts down. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. And you can pause this at any time and look up the verse. I'm going to read it for you. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, look at this passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. Once again, he is explaining that there is a war in your thought life. Okay? For we walk in the flesh, we do not war. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Why would we cast down an imagination? Guess what? The imagination is the spirit realm. Have you ever imagined yourself dying? Have you imagined, you've been in a plane and you imagined the plane crashing? You imagine your husband walking out on you. You imagine losing your job. All these evil imaginations are not coming from you. These are demons planting these ideas in your head. I keep thinking, what's that song? Idle mind is the workshop for the devil. Don't keep going. No, sorry. I interjected in your brain. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. An idle mind is the workshop for the devil. That's what the world says. At least the world. They were alluding to the Bible back there. What was that? The 70s? Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm reverting back in time. All right. So imaginations, thoughts. It said casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So here we go. What's the knowledge of God? The Word of God. Any thought that comes into your mind that is opposed to the Word of God is not of God. And you have a legal right to bind it up and cast it out. Okay? You can actually bind it up and cast it out. You can cast that thought out. You can declare war on that thought. All right? So, back to what it says. It says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You got to bring it into captivity. How do you bring a thought into captivity? You can quote the Word of God. You can quote the Word of God. All right. Bind that thought to the Word of God. Speak the Word of God out loud. Nail that thought to the cross. Whatever you want to say. So back to Isaiah 55, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Now, I'm going a step further. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not your thoughts either. Your thoughts are not your thoughts. Some thoughts are thoughts of lust, when you just fixate on somebody and you just trying to reel them in with your thoughts. Calling it what? The law of attraction. A lot of things that people are trying to attract are not of God. So, I'm going to leave you right there. Meditate on that. And meditate on the Word. Play the Bible Is app, or the Bible Gateway app, the audio Bible. Play it. And keep your eyes in that Word of God. And line your thought life up with the Word of God. Yeah, you want this husband. The Lord spoke to you that that man is going to be your husband. But he's still married to somebody, but he's separated. That ain't of God. That is not of God. That was your mermaid telling you that that was your husband. Okay? The devil can put thoughts in your head. It's up to you to identify, according to the Word of God, what thoughts are yours and what thoughts come from God. And so stay in the Word, stay in good Bible teaching, surround yourself with people who are in the Word. And if you don't know anybody that's in the Word, start sharing the Word of God with people, and you're going to discover there's somebody out there that wants to hear the Word of God, and you all can share the Word of God together. You're going to repel some people. Some people are going to leave your life, but then other people are going to come into your life. All right, let's start right there. And then we're going to take a little break. And then I'm going to tell you about the woman's healing of her pregnancy. Be right back. Do you need deliverance? Maybe you've gone to deliverance ministries and you've gone in the line and you threw up, you fell out, and then when you left, you got attacked all over again. You need consistent deliverance. You need consistent deliverance ministry. And that's what Breaking Curses 101 offers. God has led me to create a program with classes, group sessions, and one-on-one sessions that are bringing miracles into people's lives. A woman just told me that $1,000 just appeared in her bank account. Another woman told me something similar happened to her. I think it was $500 with her. Marriages are getting back together. Babies are being born. People are finding spouses, getting married, starting businesses. Businesses are exploding. I'm getting so many testimonies from so many different directions I'm just trying to figure out how to share it all. So this is done. These people are getting these results because of consistent deliverance. My online classes, if you buy my online classes, you have access to them for a year. If you get into the membership, it's a little cheaper for classes, but then it allows you face-to-face time with me, either through a Zoom session or webinar, where your personal issues will be addressed and cast out. And I also am available for couples deliverance and private family deliverance. So you can reach out to me for that as well. My site is breakingcurses101.thinkific.com. That's breakingcurses101.thinkific.com. Or you can just Google it and find it right there on the site. And my best classes, well, I should say the initial classes that people usually take are Fight Witchcraft and Win and Spirit Spouse Deliverance. Those two classes right there will revolutionize your whole life. You will see immediate turnaround, like within 24 hours. I mean, it feels instant, but then you start seeing things change within hours. That's the report I'm getting from other people. Some people say less than 2 weeks. That was the only option I gave them, less than 2 weeks. But I probably should have an option of 24 hours because some people do see changes in 24 hours. That's what I've been told. So check me out, and you can also email me at breakingcurses101@gmail.com. Ciao. Let's talk about this vampire pregnancy deliverance. I know this is bugged out, y'all. This is like a crazy bedtime story. I used to tell my kids bedtime stories and I used to make up stuff, but the stuff I'm hearing in these deliverance sessions don't even come close to any story I ever made up. So a woman came to me pregnant. I can't remember how far along she was, maybe 2 months, maybe almost three, I can't remember, but she had a horrible nausea and vomiting. She couldn't keep food down. She couldn't even keep water down. Like, that's bad when you can't keep water down, especially if you have to go to work. I don't even know how she's functioning, okay? Maybe off of crackers. But God told me, based on other things that she told me, I knew that we were dealing with Lilith. I just kept hearing it. You know, I was like, cut the preliminaries. Let's just dive right in. Now, she had gotten into my program at the end of, it was somewhere in August. I think sometime in August, early August or the end of July, she got into the program and has taken classes. And I like to keep my people anonymous, so I don't want to give away too much. So when we started the deliverance, she was very sick, very queasy, just horrible. And I went right in and started commanding Lilith to manifest. And this is what Lilith said. She's been in the family for 7 generations. She put a controlling spirit on the woman's neck. So the woman saw a collar on her neck to control her. It said, she's a slave. Lucifer is her spirit spouse. He wants to sacrifice the baby. So here we go. We got Lucifer and Lilith. But Lucifer was trying to make her lose the baby because she's spotting. She was bleeding, okay? And he wants her to be a slave and a sacrifice. The baby is a girl. How did we find out the baby was a girl? She didn't even have an ultrasound yet. But that's what came up in the deliverance session. It's something about the pregnancies with the girl babies that it's very difficult for her. So she also had a binder around her stomach. It caused painful pregnancies to keep her from wanting more children. I'm telling you, y'all, everything is spiritual first. Everything happens in the spirit realm first. Then it manifests to the natural. Nothing's just physical. Even you people who are into psychiatry and think that everything can be cured with meds. Why do meds make you hallucinate and see things? See things that nobody else sees. Basically, it makes you see spiritual things. Why does a physical pill make you see a spiritual thing? Why do people want to commit suicide, which is a desire, which is spiritual? You can't see the desire for suicide. You can't see it. The only thing you can see is a dead person. You can see somebody try to kill themselves, but you can't see suicide, a spirit of suicide. You can't see thoughts of suicide. But anyway, my point is, everything starts in the physical, in the spiritual first, then it manifests to the physical. Stop thinking everything is physical. If it hurts, it's not of God. If it causes you pain, it's not of God. I'm teaching y'all right here. All right, so she saw that before slavery, the ancestors worshipped with rituals. That's how Lilith came in. They sacrificed by cutting the body. They call it bloodletting. I'm thinking, what does this have to do with Lilith? It brought in curses against marriage, against the womb, curses against having children, curses against being successful. 12 babies were sacrificed in Africa and the USA. Somewhere in Central Africa this happened. She also had 7 generations of Anubis. I think all this came in that one sacrifice, that one ceremony where they're cutting themselves. But there was also rape involved with this same ritual. They would rape women age 20 and younger. This woman herself was molested throughout her life from the age of 3 onward, and she was actually raped by her stepdad and uncles. And it's because of this ritual that the ancestors did 7 generations ago involving rape, cutting themselves, and worshiping, I don't know what it was, Lucifer. But anyway, so she got a Lilith, a Lucifer, and Anubis. Now, she had 7 spirit children. Jamie, Jennifer, Jordan, Jermaine. No lie. If I'm lying, I'm flying. This is crazy. I know. But then wait. Lindsay, Lamar, and Lucy. Are you tripping too? I am. Jamie holds back the finances. Jennifer keeps her from being happy in a marriage. Always complaining and finding something wrong. Jordan makes her feel like a slave to sex, and that's all she can do to please her husband. Jermaine blocks communication and keeps her quiet. It keeps her from speaking up when she should speak up. Lindsay is a loveless marriage. Lamar always makes her feel left out and lonely and rejected. Lucy keeps her from being truthful and honest. She feels like she has to lie and not have an open and honest relationship. Lucy also brought in fear of drowning. Yeah. Guess what? They're all mermaids. Jamie, Jennifer, Jordan, Jermaine, Lindsay, Lamar, and Lucy are all mermaids. If you have a fear of drowning, you have a mermaid. And that mermaid is trying to drown you. So Lilith is the most powerful among Anubis, Lucifer, and Lilith, because in the bloodletting rituals there was also rape. So she also said she's a cutter. That means she used to cut herself and caused herself to bleed. I think she said she was asleep and cut herself in her sleep and caused herself to bleed. Well, she had 30 vampires. And Nick was the chief vampire. Nick causes suicidal thoughts, causes her to scratch and bleed, and the other vampires make her sick and blocks her from productivity. At least I didn't run into Dracula. He showed up a couple of times. I'm tripping, but it's true. So I didn't tell you about that other session where Dracula showed up, but let's just keep on with this one. So Nick was the chief vampire this time. So I had to walk her through, you know, renouncing all those rituals, and we were casting stuff out and tearing stuff off. And she did a lot of throwing up, a lot of spitting. I'm not sure if she had to go to the bathroom or not, but at some point, okay, I had her checking and checking and checking. Are you still bleeding? Are you still bleeding? Yeah, I told her to go up to the bathroom and see if she was bleeding. The blood slowed down, but she was still bleeding. The next day, she was still bleeding, but she was hungry as if she hadn't eaten in days. And she ate two big meals. And then towards the end of the day, she got nauseous again and threw up a whole lot. So I told her to get her husband to pray for her again, because these demons don't always come all the way out in the first round. You have to understand your authority so you can go back and get these things. So her husband the next day cast Lilith out again. She said she threw up some more, but the day after that she had a checkup, her OBGYN checkup. And they said that she's fine. She stopped bleeding and she's still eating. No more morning sickness. Hallelujah. I wish I knew about this when I was pregnant. It was horrible. Oh my goodness. So that is it. That's all I had to tell you. If you need deliverance, reach out to me. I already told you how. I'm also on YouTube. I have a Facebook group where you can post questions. And I have an email, breakingcurses101@gmail.com. That's breakingcurses101@gmail.com. God bless you. Bye.